Welcome back to When Radio Was, where last week we introduced a new Superman adventure. Joining lead Bud Collier will be Joan Alexander as Lois, and Jackie Kelk as Jimmy Olsen, in an installment from June 15th, 1948.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman. It's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, while Superman searches desperately for Jimmy Olsen, a man called the Count laughs at the impending fate of the young cub reporter.
I'd give a century note if I could see Nick Grease's face when he finds out what happened, Harry.
Me too, Count. But what about that kid, Olsen, or whatever his name is? What'll be with him?
I can't answer that question, Harry. Because I don't know what happens to a person after he stops living.
Gang, suppose you were walking down the street one day, loaded down with a dollar you'd earned, and suddenly a stranger comes up to you and gives you the glad hand and makes a proposition. For $1, one small dollar, the tenth part of $10, he says, I'll sell you this beautiful box I have in my hand. You look and you see it's a big, interesting-looking box, and all nicely wrapped up in red, white, and blue trimmings. Only hitch is you can't see what's inside. Now, honestly, would you give that guy your hard-earned buck for a fancy package that contains you don't know what? Well, you'd need your head examined if you did. Because only a sucker would buy a package without opening it up and seeing what's inside first. Now, ideas are pretty much like packages. And people are always trying to sell you ideas, which all too often are wrapped up in such fancy trimmings that you can't see what you're buying. Also, more often than not, their favorite colors are red, white, and blue. Well, don't you be fooled, gang. Don't fall for this old dodge. Be smart enough to examine each idea for what it's worth. Inspect it carefully and evaluate it before you accept it. For you know that no matter how beautifully an idea is wrapped up in patriotic lingo, it isn't patriotic. It isn't American. If it's designed to make you think one man is better than another because of his race, religion, or where his people came from. It isn't American if you stop a man from speaking his mind just because you don't happen to agree with him. So always take a good look at the inside of an idea, boys and girls, and never mind the outside wrappings. See if what it really means is worth believing in. Then buy it.
And now, the adventures of Superman. In response to a frantic phone call from reporter Lois Lane, Clark Kent, who is Superman, streaked to a little drugstore in uptown Metropolis near the city docks. There, he was stunned to hear Lois, white-faced and trembling, announce...
They took Jimmy away, Clark. They took him away.
Who took Jim away, Lois? What are you talking
about?
Some
men in a car. They had guns. And they crowded our taxi to the curb and pulled Jim out.
What?
Then they slugged our driver and forced Jim into their car, and they drove away with him.
Great Scott.
Oh, Clark, I'm so worried.
No, wait a minute, Lois. Don't go to pieces.
Oh, I'm
frantic. Who were these men? Why did they do it?
I don't know who they were, but I think they wanted that package that man gave to Jim on the pier.
What man gave Jim what package?
They looked to see if it was in his pocket, and then they... Oh, Clark.
Now, Lois, you've got to pull yourself together. I can't make head nor tail of this.
All right.
Now, what's this package you're talking about?
Well, it was on the pier, after the Eastern Queen dock.
Yes?
I wasn't there at the moment, but Jim said that a strange man came up to him, pushed a little oilskin package into his hands, and told him to keep it for a while he made a phone call. He said it was very valuable.
Yes, then what?
Well, the man didn't come back, and Jim and I had to get back to the office, so we opened the package to see if we could find out to whom it belonged.
Go on. What was in it?
Just a lot of little stones and pieces of broken glass.
Stones and broken glass?
That's right. I can't understand why those other men would want it enough to take Jimmy away.
Neither can I. Unless...
I've already called Inspector Henderson. He said he'd be right down, but he hasn't come yet.
Well, don't worry. He'll be here. What about this car they took Jim away in? What kind was it?
It was a big blue sedan. I don't know what make. I tried to get the license number, but
Did you get it?
No.
Uh-oh.
There was mud smeared all over it. I think the first letter was N, but well, I'm not sure.
Maybe your taxi driver got a better look at it. Where's he?
He's upstairs in a doctor's office. He was hurt pretty badly. The doctor said he won't be able to answer any questions for a couple of hours.
I see. Well, which way did the car go with Jim?
North, and then it swung east at the next corner.
All right, now listen, Lois. When Inspector Henderson gets here, tell him everything you've told me.
Yes?
Then call up Bruce Wayne and tell him, too.
Bruce Wayne? Why call that playboy?
Well, never mind. Just do as I say, please. And don't worry. We'll find Jim.
Oh, I hope so. Poor kid.
Oh, here come two police cars now. I'll see you later.
Wait a minute, Clark. Where are you going?
I'm going to look for Jim my way. So long. Out of Clark Kent's clothes, this is a job for Superman. Big blue sedan, Lois said. Turned east off the river drive. Got to find it. There we are. Now, all set. Up! Up! And away!
Leaping high into the midday sky, Superman begins his search for the blue sedan in which Jimmy Olsen was carried away. Far and wide, he ranges above the network of streets and roads below him, crowded with traffic, his keen eyes probing every vehicle.
You're listening to The Adventures of Superman on When Radio Was. We'll be back in a flash. And now, let's wrap up this episode of Superman on When Radio Was.
Meanwhile, in a midtown hotel room, a thin, sharp-featured, dapperly dressed man wearing a carnation in his lapel waits impatiently with a companion whom he calls Harry.
What's keeping this fence, Harry?
He said he'd be here right away, Count.
Well, he'd better hurry. I've got to get out of Metropolis before Nick Greaser catches up with me.
Are you sure that was Greaser's mob you saw on the pier today?
Of course I am. It was a lucky thing I spotted them from the deck of the ship before I got off. It would have been too bad for me.
It sure would. Look, are you positive they fell for your dodge and went after the kid you slipped the phony package to?
Sure they did. They were watching me like vultures when I got off the ship. And I made sure they saw me slip the bundle to the kid.
Yeah, but...
They figured he was there to meet me and take the stuff from me just in case I was followed, don't you see?
Yeah, but you're not sure, Count. They might have trailed you here and...
They didn't, I tell you. I ducked into the crowd and they let me go. They figured the kid had the stuff, so they wanted him. I was watching from behind a stack of trunks, and when the kid got into a taxi with a girl he called Miss Lane, Greaser's mob hopped into their car and followed them.
You're absolutely positive?
How many times do I have to tell you? They must have waited for the right spot and then grabbed the kid. I'd give a sensory note if I could see Nick Greaser's face when he opens the package and sees the rocks and busted glass in it.
Me too. I gotta hand it to you, Count. You played it real smart.
Thank you, Harry.
What do you suppose will happen to that kid?
What do you think?
Here's the package, Nick. The Olsen kid had it in his pocket.
Fine, Bronco, fine. This is what the Count slipped to the kid on the pier, huh?
That's it. All wrapped up nice, too.
Let's have a look. Tip I got says the Count was bringing in better than $1 million in diamonds.
$1 million?
Now, that does it.
Let me see.
What the? What's this?
Those ain't diamonds.
Just some dirty stones and busted glass. What gives here, Bronco?
I don't know, Nick.
Oh, you're kidding. You grabbed off the real stuff and slipped this junk in.
No, Nick, no.
You ought to know you can't get away with that, Bronco. I'm going.
No, put the rod away, Nick. I didn't do it honest.
Come on. Cough up the Count's rocks or I'll blow your head off.
No, Nick, no, I tell you. This is the stuff we found on Olsen. So help me. I never opened the package. Ask the boys. Ask Olsen himself. I never double-crossed you, Nick, never. You know that.
There's always a first time and a last time, too.
I didn't, I tell you. Ask anybody. Listen, Nick, the Count must have done this himself. He must have slipped the kid a phony package, see? Then got away with the real stuff while we went after the kid. Get it? It's just like him to do that.
Could be. I'll find out. And if he did, it'll be too bad for him and for the Olsen kid, too. Bring Olsen in here, Bronco. Hurry up.
We'll be back in a moment for the tense climax of today's episode. So keep listening.
Fellows and girls, you've undoubtedly been asked many times by various people, what do you hope to be when you grow up? Well, have you given that much thought? Would you like to be a doctor, maybe, or a lawyer, or perhaps some of you would like to be teachers or actors, nurses or engineers? And I'd be willing to bet that a number of you hope to be big league baseball players or firemen or policemen. Well, whatever your ambition, whatever goal you strive to reach in your adult life, you must keep in mind that to fill any one of those jobs requires a good deal of know-how. And know-how requires much study and preparation for success in any chosen career. That, of course, is what our schools are for, to provide the know-how necessary for success in life. Now, there are some boys and girls who think they can fulfill their ambitions despite the fact that they play hooky from school, neglect their homework, disregard their parents and teachers, and run around with gangs and get into all kinds of trouble. They're the kind who are called juvenile delinquents, which is an adult phrase for youngsters who think it's smart to do things they know are wrong. Well, do you think General Eisenhower or Joe DiMaggio or any current American hero or heroine was so foolish when he or she was your age? You can bet anything they were not. Now then, I'm not here to lecture. I just mentioned these things as a friendly tip, so to speak, in an effort to remind you that if you really want to grow up to be successful and happy, keep your eye on your goal and don't let anything steer you away from it.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
In a room in a basement flat in the tenement district of Metropolis, Cub reporter Jimmy Olsen stands before Nick Greaser, a short, swarthy man almost as broad as he is tall, with a flattened nose, wide, flat lips, and the small, glittering eyes of an angry pig. The big man, called Bronco, stands beside Jimmy, his huge hand gripped in the reporter's coat collar.
Take a look at this junk, Olsen. Stones, hunks of busted glass. Is this what the Count slipped to you on up here?
Who's the Count? And who are you? And what's the idea?
Man, cut it out, you're choking.
Just a white fax and answer, Nick.
But I...
Let him alone, Bronco. Now, talk up, Olsen. Is this what the Count gave you or ain't it?
I don't know who the Count is, but...
He don't know who the Count is. Why, you...
I don't... Let me go.
I said lay off him, Bronco.
Okay.
Talk fast, Olsen, or you'll be awful sorry. Now, is this what the Count gave you?
I tell you, I don't know any Count.
No, huh?
But if you mean the man who gave me the package to hold on the pier while he went to telephone, this is what was in it.
It is, huh?
Didn't I tell you, Nick? You said I double-crossed you. Well, it was the Count put one over on us.
So that's the answer.
Look, what's this all about? What's the idea of holding me up and bringing me here? I'm a newspaper reporter, and you better...
Shut up! You and the Count were smart, but not smart enough. We got you, see? And you're going to help us nail the Count and the diamonds. Where is he?
Who?
Oh, the Count, of course. Where is he hiding out?
How do I know? I don't know him.
I
never saw him before. Came up to me on the pier and asked me to mind the package while he made a phone call.
Go! Let him go, Bronco.
He's lying, Nick. I'll make you talk.
Sure he's lying, but you're wasting time. Let him go, I said.
Okay.
I'm not lying. I never saw him before.
Look, Olsen, you see this gun?
Yeah. What about it?
It's pointed right at you, see? And it goes off when I finish counting to three. Unless you tell me where the Count is.
His eyes wide, Jimmy Olsen sees Nick Greaser's stubby finger tighten around the trigger of the revolver and realizes there is no way for him to make Greaser believe he is not a confederate of the man called the Count. Superman and the police are searching desperately for Jimmy, but so far only the Count knows where he is, and the Count is perfectly content with the situation as it is. Don't miss tomorrow's exciting episode, fellows and girls. Tune in same time, same station, for Chapter 3 of The Secret of Meteor Island on The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time. Watch for the Superman Adventure Serial, soon to be shown at your local movie theater. This program came from New York.
From June 15th, 1948, we'll have the next installment at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had Jan Miner as reporter Ann Williams on Casey Crime Photographer, and my question this time pertains to her. Continuing to work until her passing at age 84, she would play the Mother Superior in a 1990 motion picture starring Cher, Bob Hoskins, Winona Ryder, and a then 9-year-old Christina Ricci. I'll share its nautical title and wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales, many secrets hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Presently, I'll tell you of nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
He's radio's grim conscience, the Whistler. And he's back with another collection of strange stories in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, The Whistler, Death Watch.
Murder is a peculiar affair. All it needs in many cases is the right pressure, the right set of circumstances, the right opportunity. And an otherwise respectable member of the community becomes a killer.
In these 20 tales of mystery, crime, and suspense, schemers find themselves trapped in a web of their own making.
All kinds of dough, and she didn't enjoy life. That's what I was thinking that day on the train. If she didn't enjoy life, why should she go on living?
Even when you know who's guilty, you receive a startling surprise at the final curtain.
Hello? Hello? Hello, who is this?
The Whistler Death Watch sells for $39.98, but When Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98. Save $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code KILLER77.
Yes, the murderer returns to the scene of the crime, and you can't help yourself. You may be caught, but you don't care anymore. Too bad.
This offer won't live forever, so order the Whistler Death Watch today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code KILLER77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about a 1990 film featuring radio star Jan Minor in a supporting role, alongside Cher, Bob Hoskins, Winona Ryder, and a then-9-year-old Christina Ricci. The answer is Mermaids. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do her, but please remember to visit us at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.